the moment I'm looking at a bush of a variety called Denise blueberries. The ones I'm picking at the moment, as you can see, are blue almost all the way to the top. With this variety, it's okay to have a little bit of red on the scar around the stalk. So they're ready to go. When you're picking blueberries, really, if they're ready to go, they'll just fall away at a quick touch. Now the berries I'm picking at the moment, what size were that? About a five cent coin across, sort of size. And these bushes have been picked two or three times already this season. The berries on the plant, there's some green ones, there's some pink ones. They're still yet to ripen, so they'll be another two or three weeks. The pink ones maybe in a week or so's time.
Ernie, your season would normally end at the end of January. What's the season looking like this year?
It's green. We've got a green summer. Looking around here, from where I am, I can see the top of Mount Buninyong. We're only a kilometre or two away from it. And right to the ridge tops, we've got green grass, which is extremely unusual. We had 150 mil rain in January, another 50 mil a couple of weeks ago, which has meant that the summer really hasn't happened here. It's just been one great long green spring, which has meant for the berries that they've ripened quite slowly. We've been able to harvest them at a pace that meets the demand at the shed door, and we're still doing it. And here we are in sort of mid, almost late Feb now. So, yeah, it's just an exceptional season for us.
What would your waste normally be like in a normal season?
Well, usually the season would start around about, it matches, the regular normal season matches the school summer holidays pretty well. Usually it starts soon after Christmas, and it's all over the first week or two of February. Depending on the year, a couple of years ago, that very, very hot year we had a fairly high amount of waste, simply because the plants were battling with the extreme, had days and days over 40, so there were some berries that were actually, they were like currants on the bush, they dried out, but still we had a very, very successful harvest. Last year was a more regular harvest. We picked 3,000 kilograms. We did lose some, but not that many. This year, the only real waste happened back when we had that 150 mil of rain. Because we just couldn't, everything was wet. We couldn't put the pickers into the rows, and during that week, that's when we lost some fruit to the ground. But since then, almost no waste.
Many Wonderful. Farmers around the region are having trouble harvesting still at the moment, and you've had, as you said, a very slow paced season too. But what does that mean for you financially?
It's meant that people have had the chance to realise that we're here and we're open. Having a slow, steady season like this has meant that we've had a nice, slow, steady income and quite a high percentage of repeat purchases.
Do you know what the difference is in production or how much you would harvest in this season compared to others?
We've already picked 3,500 kilograms. Last year was our best year since we've been involved here, and that was 3,000. We are aiming for 4,000. We might not quite make it, but that's sort of what we're aiming at. But certainly, it's a significant improvement this year.
So far it's looking like your best season?
Yes. Oh, yes. This will be... It's such an exceptional year. This would have to be one of the best we'll ever have.
When do you envisage your season will end this year?
That's an extremely good question. They are starting to come to the end of their haul. A lot of the bunches, like these here, you can see have got lots of little bare stalks where berries were. If the weather holds, and if demand from the public hold, and it certainly seems as though it will, we could probably keep on going for another two or three weeks.
While Ernie's revelling in a bumper harvest with his berries, Berrybank Farm in Windermere isn't enjoying the same luck with its canola crop. Director Jock Charles says they've been unable to get onto the fields because of wet conditions. And as the window to harvest closes, they've had to fit tracks to their 20-tonne header.
Oh, the season's been very frustrating, Margaret. We've got quite good crops because of some good conditions during the growing season, but we just haven't been able to harvest them. At this stage, we've only harvested around 30% of the crops.
So where you'd normally have completely harvested by Christmas, you've got 70% of your crops still out in the paddocks.
Yeah, that's right. We probably finish canola by Christmas most years and wheat by late January. So Now we've still got more than half of the canola left and virtually all of the wheat left to harvest, and we just can't get on the ground because it's too wet.
Now, we were just out at the shed where you're looking at putting tracks on to the header. How much is that going to cost you?
The new tracks that are coming are going to be about $70,000, and we've already tried dual wheels on the header, so we've spent about $100,000 just trying to put additions onto the header to get on the crop.
So it's just the problem is that you just can't get onto the crop because it's just too boggy, I suppose.
Yeah, the ground's just too soft to take the weight of a 20-ton combine harvester, so it just tends to sink. So we can sort of run about 100 metres, then it sinks. And the other problem is the high moisture content of the grain means the actual time you can harvest is quite small as well during the day.
So this has severely impacted your season. What's the quality of the crop looking like at the moment? We're standing amongst it at the moment and there's quite a bit that's flattened, but what is the quality of it looking like?
Well, the yields are surprisingly still quite good. We've lost a fair bit of seed on the ground because of the late harvest and the heavy rain, and some of the weight has gone out of the seed itself. But look, it's still well worth heading anyway, and that's why we're spending money to try and head it, because it was going to be a phenomenal crop, so it's all a little bit disappointing really.
How much of a window do you have to harvest?
I'm not sure. The days are getting shorter, so it's going to be harder and harder to get the moisture content right when we do actually get on the ground, and we're hoping these tracks will allow us to do that. But I'm not sure. They're tipping rain in the second week of March, which might bring an abrupt end to everything. We'll see how we go.
I can imagine the frustration, given that this was supposed to be one of the best seasons for canola farmers.
It is. It is frustrating. We've had 10 dry years prior to this one, so this was going to be the bumper harvest, but it hasn't quite worked out. But we'll keep fronting up.